What's up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Over Ask. Today we have I can't even begin to say what has been going on here. We have Samir with us, and he is the owner of some of the biggest meme pages in the world, maybe. Kale Salad, Zillow Gone Wild, which is a sensation. Some would say an overnight sensation. Celebrity home shopping and many more. I'm sure all our listeners know at least one of those pages. So Samir, thank you so much for being on.
Thanks so much for having me. Excited to be here.
Samir, you're just like the better version of me.
The broke agent. Yes.
I'm definitely worse.
I was trying not to say that. Yeah.
Yeah, I know you are. I have bad real estate picks, which I've been working on for 4 years, that has 65,000 followers or something like that. And you have Zillow Gone Wild, which has 1.1 million in the span of, I don't know, when did you start that?
Late December.
Yeah, nice.
Late December. I have 25,000 followers in about a year and a half.
Hey, followers isn't all that matters, though.
No, followers, yeah. They're getting rid of like counts. They should get rid of follower accounts too. And it just, you don't know. You just, I don't know. Every account seems even.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, for those, let's jump into a bit of stuff here. For those who don't know you, can you give us a quick elevator pitch?
Hi, I'm Samir. I run. As a side thing, I run Kale Salad, which is a meme account, but more recently, Zillow Gone Wild, which is really exciting. I'm really into real estate and my own personal little fun thing called Celebrity Home Shopping, where on my channel, I review celebrity homes.
Yeah, it's super interesting. So what made you want to go so into real estate, like real estate content?
I've always been into real estate. I don't have any like training or a license or anything. My fun time for years has been just browsing Zillow, like board an app, like what I'm doing on my phone. And I don't know, do we want to talk about Zillow Gone Wild's origins?
I want to kind of start with Kale Salad actually, just because I know that was probably your first project. So I know you started with BuzzFeed.
Yeah.
And then kind of the origins of Kale Salad. And I know that it was kind of during like the meme boom of 2015-16, where Fuck Jerry and the Fat Jewish were stealing all this content. And then you started it by crediting accounts, right? And like scrolling through Twitter.
Yeah. So it kind of started like as like that, like giving credit to accounts. Back then, a lot of meme accounts would literally like cut off the username and repost just like that. And I started with like keeping the user there, and then also on Twitter just retweeting. Like there were all these like meme accounts that would just screenshot and also maybe cut off the username, and you could just retweet on Twitter. I feel like I changed the game on Instagram for that, because like now everyone just keeps the user and doesn't, like I always thought that it didn't make sense to cut them off, just because like just seeing who said it or who did it just adds another interesting level of like relatability to memes. So started that, yeah, back in the, I don't know, it's crazy now to try to launch a meme page, but back in like 2015, 2016, and it really, really kind of blew up. It was kind of like a side project, just posting random things to it. And really early on, I realized that it's like meme format, but it's more like short stories, I call them, where it's like me and my friend did this thing and here are two photos of it, and it's really funny and relatable and like new every time. So it was just like crushing Explore, and just like I think there was a time period where Kale Salad posts were probably that top spot in your Explore for, yeah. I don't know, I had more reach back then with a few hundred thousand followers than I do now with 3.8 million.
Yeah, Instagram suppressing the hell out of meme pages right now, and you know, content they don't deem original. So that's, you know, you've made a good transition to your IGTVs and reels on Samir and Celebrity Home Shopping. So
it was like video was newish, I think, back then. I don't even know if there were carousels. I don't remember, but Yeah, instant, like there's so much other stuff, shopping, reels, like so many meme accounts now that it's like so much harder today than what it was back then. Also, like a self-awareness of like people trying to like make accounts and make money and game the system and all that. I feel like it was a little bit more just like, let's just, you know, fewer people had just fun rando side accounts for things
Right.
back then.
Yeah. So this is, so Kale Salad, you kind of co-run now, or you've always co-ran?
What do you mean? It's
Like,
just me. I
it's
have
just
someone that
you?
helps me publish, but yeah, there's no
Okay.
like team or anything. Yeah.
Okay. You don't have a team for, you run every
I
one of
run
your,
it all. Yeah.
Jesus.
It's probably a soon time to have a team. You'll like things lag or lack as I like, I don't know, I'm very into growth and just like engagement. And as one thing does well, I'm more excited about the one thing than as, you know, other things suffer. Like the TikTok was blowing up really well for a time, and I was really into like the Kale Salad TikTok, but now that's kind of slowed down and I've shifted more into Zilliqon Wild and my own little show.
What sort of content were you doing on the Kale Salad TikTok?
UGC like videos, user generated like viral videos.
Got it.
Yeah, and I kind of shifted to some of that on Instagram as well, but I like kind of go back and forth. But like the sub accounts, like Kale Salad Animals, Fail Salad, which I think has been kind of successful.
Is that just
And
like fails and people falling and shit like that?
yeah, just fail videos.
Nice.
Those are like pretty much exclusively user generated stuff.
That's awesome.
Net.
So, sorry, go ahead,
Go
Matt.
for it, Eric.
Okay. Sorry, I'm just like jumping out of my shoes for this just because I, you know, created the Broke Agent as a meme account, and I'm kind of trying to do what you're doing by building out other accounts, whether it's the Overass Podcast, Bad Real Estate Picks, the Broke News Network, and it's just fascinating to hear it from like an OG like meme person from 2000, you know, 15, 16. So when Kale Salad was, you know, growing and you were getting this ridiculous engagement, did you stop working at BuzzFeed and think like, okay, this is something I could do full time? How do I monetize this? Or was this always just kind of a side project?
No, I mean, I'm still at BuzzFeed now. It's still a
Okay.
side project. Monetization is interesting that like today it's much better than it was back then. It was still really early for like meme pages and just like branded content. But yeah, it took a little while to actually be able to monetize and make money from it.
And what did you
And
do to monetize? Was it like merch sales or brand deals?
I tried some really shitty merch. I
Yeah.
want to say that was like 2018 with like Shopify and Printful and
That's what we
like
do.
maybe some
That's what we're
Fiverr
doing.
designs
Yeah.
and some of my own designs. It was okay. It did okay, but it's been a lot of like branded content, branded deals. Hinge has been an awesome advertiser. I love Hinge. And I don't know, the brands range from TV shows to movies to, I don't know, Bud Light to like, I don't know. The range is a lot of brands that I think me I mean meme marketing is really good. Like it performs better than just some like person with a picture. So I think it's just really effective and like brands have seen the worth of it.
Those are big brands, Matt. Bud Light. We can't really get those sponsors
Yeah,
yet,
no, we can't.
maybe.
We do have a sponsor on the
Just
podcast now, but
we're
yeah,
about to, yeah.
it's
It's a
not
real
Bud
estate
Light.
coach.
It's not Bud Light. So how, like, I know how seeing Eric, I know how much time he puts into the Broke Agent. I mean, do you consider all these side projects? Like, how much time is this taking out of your week to run these pages?
It's a lot of evening time.
Okay.
Zilliqon Wild, thankfully, like since it's blown up, like I get so many submissions. And while it takes time, like a lot of it is like combing through what's being sent to me instead of like having to hunt for memes, posts, things that might make the Kale Salad page make sense for that. A lot of it is more just like filtering through the inbox and seeing what's out there or what's been
Right.
sent in.
Okay.
And are you scheduling these posts out? Because Kale Salad, I noticed this morning, I think it's already posted twice, or you've posted twice on it. And then there's Celebrity Home Shopping. There's your Samir page, which you do personal stuff and the Celebrity Home Shopping. Zillow Gone Wild, and then Zillow Gone Wild Celebrity Houses. So that's what, 5 or 6 accounts?
Well, like the celebrity homes of Logan Wild, I don't post to very much. I only schedule out on like animals and fail salad. Actually, maybe we don't do it anymore because you can't schedule reels. But most of it's just in real time. Like as I see things, I'll get them up. Or if I'm like, I don't know, sometimes like there's nothing out there for Zillagon Wild, so I'm not really checking, or then I'll like check in the evening and find something. So it's kind of like goes in waves.
When you started Zillagon Wild, did you predict the amount of growth in that short of time? Like that was crazy.
I knew it was, you know, it was like before there was this like nationwide revelation that people like to browse Zillow. Thankfully I hit it like right before it really blew up. Like SNL did a sketch like 2 or 3 weeks later about Zillow. Yeah. So I was really like perfectly early to that wave. I didn't know. Yeah, I had a feeling there was like a good chunk of people out there that were into it. I didn't think it would blow up this much. It did get, you know, help from like promoting it on Kale Salad to be able to give it a boom. But like I've tried different things. Like I love starting accounts and trying new accounts and seeing what people are interested in. Accounts are free to start. It's kind of embarrassing how many I've tried. But like this one, I think I gained 100,000 followers from a Kale Salad promotion on one Sunday, which is like crazy for a promotion.
I saw that start at like 3,000 one day. It popped up in my Explore feed because I follow all real estate accounts, and I saw it. And then the second I saw it, I was like, "Oh fuck, this thing's gonna just blast off immediately." And then I think I saw it shared on maybe Tank Sinatra and some other meme pages as well, who I'm sure you've networked with in the past and reposted, right? Do you have like a network?
Yeah, White People Humor has like really helped me out. He's fun, Kevin. The Tinder blog has done some. I think Tank Sinatra has done some. Yeah, it all kind of helped it in the beginning. But I mean, the name, I think, really makes sense and people understand it when they see it. And it hit a wave of people really browsing Zillow. I just listened to, you know, the How I Built This podcast. Mm-hmm. The Zillow CEO was on it this week, and he's just talking about like their page views have gone from 1 billion to 8 billion in the last year or two. Jesus. So it's just like people are really like, I don't know, it makes sense for people. And I think it also like there have always been so many meme account like real estate accounts, like mansions and luxury homes and cool design and all this stuff. And I think it kind of brought together the like casual real estate browser that maybe checks for, you know, towns that they want to move to or funny, weird listings. So it tapped into like a cool space too.
What other accounts did you start that maybe didn't work? Because these are all massive successes, but you said you started a ton. Are there any others that just kind of flopped that you gave up on?
Let me think. It's all a blur. I have like at Meme King, which I was trying to do like more generic memes. It's okay, not crazy good. What else? I'm blanking. I can't think on demand.
When you say it didn't do well,
they're just like successes.
Yeah,
it has only a few thousand followers.
Okay,
which,
good.
Like, yeah.
He's human.
Yeah.
No, I mean, if you like thinking about like account growth, like 4 or 5 years ago, just was like a different game. So much easier to grow something to a few 100,000 followers than it is now.
So are these accounts, are you doing shout outs? I know you're doing brand deals. Are you doing just like influencer shout outs?
No, I don't really, I haven't done much of that. I don't know if it's a product of like time to figure them out or what, but it's really been, I don't know. I don't do much, many shout outs or influencer things other than like working with some meme accounts.
We exchanged shout outs last week. That was nice.
Yeah, that was good. I am like desperate to try to grow my own Instagram. And I've like done some shout out exchanges, like with White People Humor, Tinder blog, maybe some with Thanks Sinatra to try to grow that myself.
You also do a good job at promoting your other accounts on your other accounts. So for Kale Salad or for Zillagon Wild, for example, you're only following four accounts, Samir, Celebrity Home Shopping, the Property Brothers for some reason. Is that just a joke? Or
just a joke.
Okay, got it.
Or a dream collab.
Right, exactly. And then your personal, but you also comment on your other accounts, right? And then you'll pin your comments or shout out your other accounts on stories. Like, this is all, like, you have such a huge platform with Kale Salad and Zillow Gone Wild, you could kind of organically grow them and comment on your own accounts, right?
Yeah, I do some of that. I think it helps to comment and pin your comment and then reply to your comment from, like, it should, like, boost that in the feed. But yeah, I don't know, I'll shout out like Kale Salad or Kale Salad Animals sometimes and give them like a little boost. Probably not as systematically as I should, but I do it to some degree, yeah. And I think it helps, especially like, I don't know, Zillow Gone Wild shouting out the Celebrity Homes page, do that usually on Sundays, gives it a few thousand follower boost each time.
Yeah, we do that with our Over Ask podcast. We always comment on the Broke Agent page or Bad Real Estate Picks. And it's like, we're having a schizophrenic like argument with ourselves. Yeah. Kind of cool. Cause it does grow the account.
It gets a lot of, and that's, I always,
I'll comment with my own on like Zillow Gone Wild Picks sometimes and pin them. Someone, a YouTuber, reviewed Zillow Gone Wild Homes a few weeks ago and had picked my own personal comments, like showed them a few times, which was fun. Mm-hmm.
The Celebrity Homes page Eric and I were talking about too, like, that's just genius because everyone is interested in anything celebrity, especially their home, right? To just see how extravagant it is. So what was that one, came before Zillow Gone Wild? Mm-hmm. And so like, what, how did you, I'm so fascinated on how you kind of built into this real estate thing. Like, so you did the Celebrity Homes. Did that start on Instagram or on TikTok?
We interrupt this riveting conversation where you're learning about real estate, laughing, enjoying your day, becoming a better agent, to give you a very important announcement. Because you know how in real estate Facebook groups, you see the question every single day, what CRM do I use? What CRM do I use? Well, we have the answer. Matt?
We sure do. Well, the best of the best do things differently, as we all know. Okay, being a top producer is much more than just taking a picture of your watch, your steering wheel, and your Starbucks mug. Okay,
facts. So
that's all facts right there. And they start by partnering with, drumroll, Boomtown. That's the CRM everyone should be using. No more questions on the Facebook group. Okay, the Please. Top user-rated real estate CRM. It's all of the tech, tools, and support you need to generate and convert conversation-ready leads in flexible packages designed to grow with you. Run your business smarter with the number one real estate CRM that agents actually use. Check out Boomtown and see how you can score $750 in free digital advertising.
Damn.
Visit BoomtownROI.com/overask. That's BoomtownROI.com/overask.
That's BoomtownROI.com/overask.
It started on Instagram.
Okay.
That was, I want to say maybe August of last year that I started doing a little bit of that. And I'd always been maybe a little bit interested in celebrity homes, and I'd set up like a Google alert that was like maybe celebrity real estate or something, just to see what like moves are happening. And it was interesting to see just like so many celebs are constantly buying homes, selling homes, putting them on the market. So it was cool. It was interesting. Like, there's an endless amount of content there.
Yeah.
And I think like TikTok, well, I record in TikTok, which is probably like the worst system. I don't know how to video edit or anything. So I make all the episodes in TikTok. And I mean, TikTok is like a video. It's like its tools are so good that it made it so easy for me to do it. Like, if I wanted to do green screen outside of TikTok, it would cost a lot of money and take a lot of work. So that, I think their tools has really enabled me to be able to like do that. And I think I actually started with realizing Muhammad Hadid had moved out, like moved into a small house, and he used to have this like 50,000 square foot Bel Air mansion. And I think I posted that and then realized like it was kind of fun to like talk about it, and then kind of went from there. I don't know what like messed up in my brain to be like, let me get in front of a green screen and talk about these houses. But it's been fun. I like it because I don't want to really be mean to celebs, maybe. Like, it's kind of making fun of their home and their design choices. So it's not like,
yeah, you know. It's not directed at them. It's not like you're saying like they look stupid or they're ugly. You're just saying that is not the nicest countertop choice. So
you have a lot of real estate knowledge too. Like the way you describe these homes, it's as if it's coming from like a real estate agent or someone with design experience.
Yeah, I thought you were a real estate agent because of your knowledge.
This guy knows more than I do, that's for sure. Okay, all I could say is kitchen.
I've honestly had to learn a lot more now that I'm like more into the space formally, but I don't know, it's maybe just part being observant and then part interest. I like the credit. I moved to Bakersfield, California when I was in high school, and our neighborhood was like still being built. And we would, like, me and my dad, we would go like look at the homes and check it out. And I think that's when my like interest in real estate started. So I've just always been like interested in looking at cool homes, interesting homes. But yeah, I don't know. I think I've had to learn also like different design things. And it's like, it's interesting to see what people actually like on Zillow Gone Wild. Like they love like mid-century modern carpet, something that like hasn't been changed for 30 or 40 years. Like anytime I see one of those, like I know they'll hit and people will be like, oh my gosh, I love this, I want this.
Right.
Yeah. Like I don't know, there's so many like homes that interesting styles of homes that I know like people will be into, like, or also just I never knew about, like I never knew how many people had built castles in America. I thought they were more exclusive than they are, but there are a lot of not great castles around the country that like maybe look like a castle on the outside, but inside it's like a regular ranch home with hardwood floors and white appliances.
Well, I'll tell you, if you wanted to have more onto your plate, which I'm sure you probably don't, but you would crush, you would crush as a real estate agent.
Oh my God. Think about the network.
I do like parody comedy skits. I have 25,000 followers. And I get a lot of business from these videos that are really show no knowledge of real estate. It's just comedy skits based around real estate. You have a great following. You're showing tons of knowledge. Like I said, we both, you know, I thought you were a real estate agent. You would kill. You would kill as a real estate agent.
Maybe phase two or three, but sometimes I think like, I don't know. Real estate agents might not want people pointing out the bad things or the weird, or like the homeowners might not like it, but I don't know. Maybe in the future.
I mean, I'm a real estate agent. That's like my entire job is pointing out all the bad things that clients do, but it hasn't positively impacted my real estate. There you go.
It has for me though. Like there's definitely an angle for everything. And I think more than ever in the industry, people want real. And they want like a genuine, and that's what you give, right? You give you're not just going to shit on something if you like it, you're just saying what you feel. I think that's why people are connecting so well with it.
I think they might like it just because maybe I'm like looking at the celeb homes from a practical angle. Like if we own the home, like who's going to vacuum this room or like clean this dust up here? Like people are always like, oh, the maid will do it or someone will clean it. But like, I don't know, it's kind of fun to think of it like the celebs have to do all this work.
Well, yeah, like in reality, we know how we live to go see like exactly what you said. That's hilarious. That's awesome.
For those who haven't seen these videos, Matt and I were talking about this before, but the formula of these videos is honestly genius and extremely engaging because like you said, you have nonstop content because celebrities are constantly buying and selling homes. So you're never going to run out of content. And the way you set up the videos, it's like, this is what I like about this house. And then you know what's coming after that is this is what I don't like about the house. So you have to stay through the video because you do it in a really funny way where your face pops up in the green screen in a little way. And you have like an arrow pointed at, you know, a fixture that you don't like. And you say it with this like dry, sarcastic delivery. And then at the end, you have I guess it's Patreon subscribers that you kind of shout out. And then there's a little like joke at the end. So the retention on the videos, it's all really awesome. We like it.
Thank you.
That was good. Thanks, delete, Eric. Delete that part.
Yeah, that's coming. That's coming right out.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah, I don't know. It's like, I'm not a video producer, but like, so it's been interesting to like look at retentions and trying to keep people, you know, engaged throughout, and like adding the stats to the end. I think, you know, people really liked them when I used to have them in the beginning, but I would try to keep the episode shorter to like keep them more like, you know, the maximum minimum length that they could be, just to make them, I don't know, I think short can be better, but people are into the stats. So people have been into like the longer little chat about the stats. And then lately I've thrown a little hidden track into the super end of some of the episodes, because people like when I kill the homeowner also. I didn't expect that to be a standout feature, but people want to hear doomsday scenarios where someone breaks their leg in the bathroom and dies
right
slowly.
how do you find the like your longer form videos, like the IGTV, do perform compared to like your reels? Are they
reels always do about the same? And then I don't know, like it's hard to go viral on Twitter, on Instagram, you know, as it is. You kind of always fall within a range of what you are, based maybe off of followers. And so like videos usually get 60 to 100k views, except the Dave Portnoy one, I think maybe has over 200,000 views, some crazy amount of views on IGTV. But yeah, then the reels also seem to fall within like 70 to 100K plus or minus. It's hard to tell what the difference is. Hopefully the reels drive followers. But I don't know. Do you know Hero Hub and Help from YouTube?
No.
So YouTube, like, in their like school or something, they teach this like framework of having a channel called Hero Hub and Help, which I think is like really good. Hero content is like some things that go beyond your audience and really blow up and go viral. And like, I think of like the Hot Ones episode with Gordon Ramsay, that I shared it with like 10 people, just like, you know, superlative, everyone would appreciate it, and like kind of give you follower bumps. And like I said, like go outside your audience. And then Hub is just like your regular channel programming, what people come to, like they don't care what it is. If you're doing it twice a week, people will watch and they're into it. And like, depending on the what, maybe gives you little spikes of who tunes in. And then the Help is just like audience engagement, you know, talking to your audience, replying to comments, how to stuff. So I try to like frame my own channel like that. And I think it's been successful. Like reels kind of supplement the videos, hopefully teach people something. I'm learning something as I'm trying it. Like talking about a porte cochere or other thing, a foyer or other things in the home. I think it like kind of goes together well and people seem to like it. Yeah, but I love that framework. I feel like you can apply that to any kind of content and like you could be successful over time.
No accident that these accounts are blowing up. Like, you're very strategic with how you post and, you know, researching, you know, what works for engagement. So I think that's really cool. This isn't just, you know, you getting lucky and posting celebrity homes. This is you actually, you know, figuring out the algorithm and, you know, trying out different content, seeing what works and what doesn't. So I think that's awesome.
It's definitely all luck and a few percent strategy.
Now,
I think, go ahead.
Sorry, we ask this a lot on the show because we are trying to get this ourselves. How are you getting verified on so many different accounts? Like Zillagon Wild's verified. Is it all about like press, PR stuff? That's pretty much it.
Yeah, that's how I was able to get that verified. Zillagon Wild has had like a lot of news written about it. It's actually fun to see like rando articles. Like local news picks up if a home is in any city, like local news often will pick up that house. But even I think Adam Mosseri said last week or something, the CEO of Instagram, that press is the best way. I think they really value that for verification, like impersonation and press, I think is like a big thing for that. And like I said, like thankfully Zillow Online has been written up a ton. I was verified probably from something I did a long time ago, but yeah, press is the way.
Now, do you actually apply, or do you just like wake up with the check one day?
I have a meme partner manager that we talk to. Okay. Yeah. So there's some conduit to that too.
Can you hook us up with them or her?
Yeah, please. We've created like 500 fake accounts. It's still not doing anything.
We're doing everything we can. For context, Samir is verified, Kale Salad is verified, and Zillow Gone Wild is verified, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know verification. I mean, it's nice. I don't know if it's great, if it like helps much, but it does give you, I don't know, it's probably better than not.
Yeah, it gives you validation.
Some validation
with a service. Like I feel like if you know you look at all the real estate agents in my city and then you get to me and I'm verified, it gives you an extra layer of like trust. That's how I feel. I just want the blue check
for sure. Yeah, I can see like as a real estate agent, yeah, there's so many out there. I see like so many like beginning to follow me that definitely seems like it would be helpful.
Yeah, I know.
So did you do you have a PR person to promoting this, or are these articles just being written organically? Like I'm sure with Kale Salad and 16 and 17, it was a good, you know, overlap to the fuck Jerry and fat Jewish, you know, joke stealing. And then it was like Kale Salad coming in as kind of like this, you know, savior of content, giving credit. But for Zillow Gone Wild, are you reaching out to any publications, or is this all just happening?
It's been all organic, like pretty fun. That like, yeah, just tons of people reaching out to chat about it. I think like it's like done, like I don't know, it was viral kind of. So I think the word of mouth was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's unreal. We need some press, Eric. I don't know what the hell's going on. You've been at it 6 years?
Yeah, 6 years.
You got to start some drama.
Yeah, I know. We got to start like slinging shit at real estate coaches or, you know, other real estate agents or something. Samir, if you have any ideas or tactics to get us verified or meme managers or hookups, let us know. We'll pay. I mean, yeah. I'll pay, I don't know, $50,000 at this point, right?
Dude,
you have to put your face in like every photo of a listing. Like that's interesting. People are like making viral home listings now. They're like putting dogs in listings because they know I'll post it.
Right. Yeah, people are dressing up as like knights in shining armor and
some of it's a little
Pikachu
weird.
To sell like a $300,000 home. I don't know how I feel about that, but
it's getting a little crazy out there.
Yeah.
Getting a little wild.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's insane. Do you have anything on the horizon? Any fun things on the come up right now?
No, nothing major. Just chugging along. All the accounts are doing okay. I don't know. Nothing too big. Always feel like I have maybe some merch for myself. I'm like a few months behind. There's a lot of fun phrases that we say on Celebrity Home Shopping. So I'd like to, I don't know. I think the homies that we call each other would like some merch for that.
Homies.
How do we not think of homies? It's been 6 years doing this. Can I think of that? Matt's wearing a shirt right now.
That's my saying. It says, you take care now. And it's pretty much I say it in a very kind of like, go fuck yourself. You know, at the end of every phone conversation, that's my tagline. So yeah, we got
these are unreleased, by the way. And then I got, you know, the
Patreon special.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. Samir, we'll send you the whole lot.
Yeah, send me a package.
A care package.
Just past the 100th episode yesterday. And I don't know. I'm probably behind because I was just thinking like maybe I'll delay it and try to get merch out, but I don't know. I just published it. So
That's awesome. And like you're saying, Zillow Gone Wild, is that like your baby right now? Just because the growth that is happening, because you're saying you like when things grow and you're kind of excited about it. I mean, I'm the exact same way. Like comments, if we post something bad, Eric or I, like, it's off the feed within minutes.
Yeah, I'm in bed for, you know, 6 days after that, crying.
Actually, like, I won't check the account because I'm just like, I'll do it depending on what started, but I love to, like, I have a spreadsheet that I just track daily growth on accounts. I haven't updated in a while. Maybe I've been sad, but I think like it keeps me on top of it and like things that are blowing up. And yeah, I don't know. I haven't updated or used it in a while. So maybe that's a reflection of nothing is really crazy blowing up right now.
Well, we see the growth. And yeah, as far as monetization for the celebrity home shopping, are you doing a Patreon or are you doing ads on your IGTV or what's the next step of that?
I have a really passive Patreon that I haven't really promoted much, but I like do some Insta stories where I go get an iced coffee every day. So people will send me their videos of themselves getting iced coffees. And I just have like asking people if they want to support the iced coffees. And then I just like shout that out at the end of the episodes, just as a thank you. That, and then I am getting like IGTV ads. So it's like, it's okay. I'm not like so huge that I could retire on the ads, but it's fun to get a little kickback. Since like on YouTube, I'm not monetized. And like, I don't know, I still need like 2,000 more hours there to get it. Maybe so eventually.
How do the ads come up on IGTV? Is that just organic also with a certain amount of views, or do you have to apply to get advertising, or are you reaching out to advertisers, or?
There's like some creator bucket that they've added some people to. I think IGTV ads were derailed because of Reels. They launched IGTV as a competitor to YouTube 2 years ago or something, and we're really trying to go after like creator monetization, longer form video and ads, and then Reels came along and they shifted over, so they kind of put that kind of IGTV ads on the back burner. But I feel like in the next 6 months or something they'll roll it out further, and it's just like a pre-roll ad. When you click into a video, it pops up.
Got it.
That's sweet. Yeah, I saw Trevor Wallace. I was watching it. It pops up just like a YouTube thing. I was watching Trevor Wallace's video, and then an ad just came out. Yeah, just like in the middle, and then it went back to the video. It was pretty cool. But yeah, I was reading. It said it was just like a select few of creators or whatever to, I guess, test out the waters.
Yeah, I'm not sure how big the bucket is, but I mean, hopefully they roll it out for everyone.
Yeah, that's all I'll do. I'll just do. Yeah.
So we'll do whatever makes us money. We are prostitutes of the green.
Prostitutes to the algorithm.
Exactly. What I meant.
Exactly. We really are. Well, that's awesome. Samir, we're homies. Okay. We're all homies.
We're all
now.
Homies. Okay. Yeah. Where are you guys?
I'm in Toronto, Canada. Hey.
Yeah. I'm in LA.
Very nice. Where in LA?
Brentwood.
My parents are in the Valley. Nice. A lot of people think I'm in LA, but I'm in New York.
Oh, nice. Okay. That's sick. Yeah. Do you know Sirhan?
Oh, yeah. We hang out all the time.
Yeah, I thought so. You go get iced coffee together.
Yeah, yeah.
That actually would be a smart collab on his part. To do something with Zillow Gone
on his
Wild.
Part, yeah.
Honestly,
he would make a good decision doing that.
He would, absolutely.
Yeah,
I think that's a whole different audience than he has. So I think you should try and capitalize on that. I think it would be a good collab for the both of you. We'll get on him.
We know.
Yeah,
we know.
We've had him on the podcast, so we'll set it up for you. We're homies, man.
He's a friend of the show. We'll hook you up with Sirhan. You hook us up with those blue checks, you know.
Yeah.
Scratch our back, we'll scratch yours.
Yeah, exactly. We'll give you a care package of merch. It's going to be good.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome, man. We really appreciate you coming on. Is there anything you want to promote, say, to the homies out there?
No, just thanks, everyone. I was thinking, like, the homies are, like, the audience is, like, a lot of fun. Like, I don't know. not many haters. It's like good times. And I'm really thankful for everyone that follows and likes and comments and supports all my channels.
Yeah.
It's been
the exact opposite of Eric's channel.
What do you mean?
Just all haters.
No, there's like 2% haters. I talk shit sometimes in my own comments to people. So I think people kind of associate that with my personality and then in turn attack me. But Matt, should I ask the question that I always ask at the end of the show?
Please do.
Okay. And it's a very simple question. No reason to raise your eyebrows. It's basically just where can the people follow you? And for this, it's actually interesting because there's about 15 accounts. So
where should I start?
No. Let's say top seven.
He's got a list that just
exactly.
Top seven. I guess this is like indicative of what I care about. So maybe follow me on @Samir and then @ZillaGoneWild and @KaleSalad for sure. And if you want to follow any other page, DM me and I'll tell you all what other pages to follow me on. And follow The Broke Agent.
Thanks.
And Matt Leonetti, yeah.
First and foremost, and Matt Leonetti for sure.
Yeah, Samir, maybe throw me a follow. I follow all 75 of your pages, but...
Yeah, you know, seriously.
So maybe you guys were just all my followers. Just don't unfollow me.
Hey, if you know, Zilla Gone Wild were to follow Property Brothers, your other three accounts, and then Matt Leonetti, The Broke Agent Over Ass Podcast, I mean, that's a stunning endorsement too. So maybe we'll work something out there.
Yeah, we'll work something out. We'll do a brand deal.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll cut into the whole budget for that one.
With Sirhunt and Bud Light, we'll do a mega blockbuster deal.
That'll be a hell of a collab right there.
We'll get on Sirhunt. I think we can pull some strings there for you, for the homie. Okay, man. Thanks so much again for being on.
Thank you all so much.
We really appreciate
it. For sure.